Concentrated Super Suds in the Blue Box presents Mert and Marge. Theater and the world of life, and the story of two women who seek fame in the one and contentment in the other. Brought to you by the makers of Concentrated Super Suds in the Blue Box. But first, let's listen in on the conversation.
Say, Margie, when I passed Nell's house this morning, there were several women on her back porch.
Myrtle, then today's the day Nell is proving it.
Proving what, Margie?
Proving that her old washing machine can wash clothes just as white and bright as the newer machines her neighbors own. You see, Myrtle, I introduced Nell to Concentrated Super Suds in the Blue Box because she blamed her dull, dingy washes on her old washing machine. But now she knows that the lazy soap she used caused all the trouble. My, but she's proud of the washes Concentrated Super Suds gives her. She says they're the whitest and brightest in the whole neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sure they are, because Concentrated Super Suds is guaranteed best. Guaranteed to give better results than any make of washing machine. And for tub washing, too.
Yes, and remember, Mert, Concentrated Super Suds in the Blue Box is made with Pyre, a new wonder-working soap ingredient that gives Concentrated Super Suds far greater washing power and enables it to give you five great wash day advantages. More suds, whiter, quicker, safer washes with far less work.
And friends, surely you want whiter, brighter clothes. The kind Concentrated Super Suds turns out every wash day, whether you use tub or washing machine. So make your next wash day the easiest and most successful ever. Use Concentrated Super Suds in the Blue Box, the soap guaranteed best in tub or machine. Listen for Concentrated Super Suds Guarantee, which Dell will explain following today's program.
And Marge. Mert and Marge have returned to New York and have started work on the Miramar Theater Group project with Brellerton White. Mert, anxious to see their new work absorbing Marge's interest so that she may forget Lee Kirby, is delighted with the speed with which White has worked. But yesterday, Clarence told Marge about White's strange carelessness in paying a personal tailor's bill from the theater bank account. A bit of information which made Marge thoughtful. Today, we must go to the 49th Street Theater to find the girls. As we enter the stage door alley, we find Clarence alone and, believing himself unobserved, pacing up and down in a curious frenzy.
Perfectly ridiculous for me to feel so timid about it. There's no reason why I shouldn't ask them to give me a chance at it. I'd certainly be better than some of those hams they've been hearing. I could do it beautifully. I know I could. Bella. Bella. No matter what happens, I shall always adore you.
Well, Clarence, having a good time?
Oh, hello, Bella. Jimmy. How are you?
Not practicing up for another lecture, are you?
Oh, no, no, nothing like that. Just talking to myself about something.
Oh, that's a bad habit, Clarence. It indicates insanity.
Huh? Oh, no. No, it doesn't, Jimmy.
Well, especially when you make strange gestures.
No, no, that's an exploded theory.
Well, I hope you're right for your sake.
So do I.
Myrtle and Margie still inside?
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed.
What's going on?
Oh, tryouts. They're picking the rest of the cast.
Well, do you think it's okay for me to go on in?
Oh, sure. We're taking a short breathing spell at the moment, giving the next fellow a little extra time to study the scene he's to read. Go right on in.
Okay, thanks. All right, Mother. Myrtle?
Hey, Jimmy Kent. When did you get here?
Just this minute. Not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, not a bit. We're almost through. Just one more actor to audition. Stick around.
I intend to. Where's Margie?
Sitting out front. Going to stay in town for dinner, Jimmy?
Oh, longer than that.
Yeah?
I told you I wasn't going to stay out in Old Port this winter, so here I am.
You didn't let any grass grow under your feet, did you? But, Jimmy, what did you do about that?
Oh, good afternoon, Kent. Glad to see you. Put it right here.
Hello, Mr. White. How are you?
Oh, here now. None of that Mr. stuff. Brelly to you, my boy. Just plain Brelly. Well, thought you'd drop in and see if your 5,000 is producing any action, did you?
Hey, Brellerton.
What's the matter?
Don't say anything about Jimmy's money. I told you that.
Oh, yes, I know. But Margie can't possibly hear us.
Somebody else might. The rest of the cast knows he's one of our backers. Margie will hear about it. Actors don't keep secrets.
Oh, well, nobody heard me. But we're getting things in fine shape, Jimmy. Yes, sir. Thanks to that check of yours, we're off to a quick start. Listen, you're not going to regret this little investment, not for a single minute.
I'm sure I won't. But I think Myrtle's right. As long as there are any others around, let's pretend I have no connection with you or the company.
Sure. But you rest assured, as a friend of Myrtle's, you're always welcome around the theater. Or should I say, as a friend of Marge's.
Okay, Brelly, let's dip it.
Oh, anytime you want to drop up to my place, just come along and see how things are going. Come right ahead. Always glad to answer any questions.
Right.
Say, wait a minute. What's Ross holding this up for, anyhow? Why doesn't he tell this next guy to go ahead? I want to get out of here before 5.
You can't expect a man to read a part until he knows what the character's about, Brad.
I know, but I've got other things to do, Myrtle. I can't waste all day just hearing actors.
Now, B, there's nothing more important than casting. Better let Ken run this his own way.
Oh, I'll be tactful, Myrtle, but I crave action.
And he's going to get action regardless, eh, Myrtle?
Greatest little fellow on earth for getting things done I've ever seen. Oh, wish I had more experience in lying, Jimmy. I feel like a guilty school kid every time Margie asks about the financial setup.
Oh, I know. How is she, Myrtle? Pepped up about this now that it's actually started?
Yes, Jimmy, not quite the way she used to be about a new show, but she will be before long, I'm sure.
Beginning to forget about Lee a little?
Well, coming back to the St. Lawrence Hotel didn't help any.
Yeah, I thought of that after you left the other day.
But she's found a new apartment for us and we'll be moving about the first. That'll help a lot.
Sure. And a few more days around the theater like this.
Dr. Romero was right, Jimmy. This is exactly what she needed.
Oh, Myrtle, we're ready for you.
Okay, Brellerton. Here I go, Jimmy. I've got to run through the scene again with this new fellow. Go on up with Margie, why don't you?
Okay, where is she?
She's sitting out front in the back row. Go right through that door behind the switchboard.
Right. Mind if I join you, Margie?
Why, Jimmy, where did you come from?
Oh, I just wandered in. Thought I'd like to see how the Mermaid Theater Group's progressing.
Oh, it's progressing all right, or was, until just a few minutes ago. We've got all the cast except this one part.
Is it all right to talk here?
Oh, Jimmy, perhaps you better go out in the lobby.
Oh, sure. Well, now, we can talk all we want to out here.
Yes. Now, what are you in town for?
Oh, I'm an old New Yorker now. This is my home.
Are you serious?
It's a fact. The great metropolis just couldn't get along without me any longer.
What are you talking about?
Well, remember that meeting at the factory I had to go to the day you folks left Old Port?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that was an extremely important meeting for me. Changed my life completely, uprooted me and cast me forth upon the broader seas of business.
Well, come on, tell me, won't you?
Well, the management board of J.W. Kent and Company has, in its infinite wisdom, seen fit to appoint Mr. J.W. Kent II as a special sales representative for the metropolitan area. So, effective today, I'm attached to the New York sales office.
Jimmy, I didn't know you had a New York office.
Oh, absolutely. Corner of Madison Avenue and 44th Street. It hasn't had a very spectacular record of success. That's why they sent me here to sort of stir things up a bit.
Oh, putting it right up to you, are they?
Yeah. Local bear must make good if he wants to stay here. And he does.
Did you know they were thinking of sending you here?
Well, it's a been in the wind for some time. So that old Kent Maxim, never count your chickens before they've hatched it. Very original. Been in the family for years.
Oh, you crazy. When are you moving in?
I have already. I'm now installed in a very comfortable room at the Euro Club, a permanent part of the local scenery. Oh, which brings up a point.
Yes?
Well, you may not realize it, but I'm practically a stranger here in town. So I shall need help, solace, guidance, and companionship until I know my way around.
Having come into New York only about twice every week since your earliest childhood, you don't know your way around at all.
Exactly. hey, look, they're all through.
Oh, well, we better go back inside.
Let me get the door for you.
Thanks. Oh, seems as though they want to give him the part, Jimmy. Ken Ross is going over to talk to him. I guess he's in.
Okay, everybody, that's all for today. Be sure to see Mr. Ross before you leave, though.
Come on, Jimmy.
All right.
Say, Margie.
Yes?
Margie, I almost forgot. I want you and Myrtle to save tonight for me. You haven't made any plans, have you?
Oh, no.
Well, she was just about to, though. She didn't know it, but she was.
Huh? Oh, that's all right, my boy. We can let you in on this, too. You see, I've got a new penthouse apartment that needs a bit of housewarming, and I'm asking all the cast up tonight.
A penthouse?
Yeah. Is it okay, Margie? Can you come up?
Well, yes. Yes, of course. Where is it?
I gave Myrtle the address a few minutes ago. Can't get a cast completed in a penthouse all in one day without doing something to celebrate, can we? Wait till you see the night view you get from my terrace. 38th floor, and the city spread out like a map.
What a man. Ding, ding, ding.
So he's moved into a penthouse apartment already.
Why do you say it that way?
Jimmy, I'm probably being very silly, but I don't like that man.
Why not?
I don't know exactly, but I don't trust him.
Well, why, Margie?
I don't know, but I'm very glad I didn't let you give him any of your money, Jimmy. He works too fast to suit me.
Isn't Jimmy wrong about Bellerton White? And is Margie right? Or is her feeling simply the result of the disillusionment Lee Kirby caused? Will she have reason to change her mind about him at the penthouse party tonight? And can White keep Mertz and Jimmy's secret from her? Don't miss tomorrow's episode. And now, Margie?
You know, friends, it's only natural for us women to envy others who have more modern conveniences than we have. The very latest washing machine, for example. But there's one consolation. Thanks to concentrated supersuds, the wash that we hang on the line will be just as white and bright as anybody's. Because, you see, concentrated supersuds in the blue box washes clothes a gleaming, brilliant white in any type of washing machine. And in tubs, too. Yes, this amazing new soap, concentrated supersuds, gives layer upon layer of rich, energetic suds. Suds that soak dirt-free in as little as 10 minutes. That's why you get cleaner, whiter clothes in less time with less work.
We are so sure concentrated supersuds in the blue box is the finest soap you have ever used that we make this guarantee. Get a package and test it against any other soap. If you don't agree, concentrated supersuds gives better results. Just mail the empty carton to Concentrated Supersuds, Jersey City, New Jersey. Colgate Palmolive Peat Company will send you double your money back. To join Mert and Marge at the same time tomorrow. Hilltop House is on the air in 30 seconds. The story of one woman's devotion to the children in her care and her fight for their happiness. Keep tuned in to Hilltop House.